Interrailing, narrated by Savannah Scarlett, narrated for Capedo, in collaboration with Saga. The Witness, by Kjeltil, Bergen. It was the summer I turned 18. It was a good summer. And a lot of the time the weather was hot. Before we even left, I decided that this would be the last time, the very last time, I went on holiday with my parents. That's why, from the offset, I'd never have believed something so exciting could happen on holiday with my parents. We were on the beach. It was an idyllic spot, over on one of the larger islands on the west coast, where we usually went on summer holiday. The sun beat down, but a slight breeze made the temperature more bearable. There weren't that many people on the beach as usual, except for a few local families with small children. And us, of course. Maybe the beach's most frequent visitors. To be honest, I felt a bit too old to go to the beach with my mum and dad, and especially my little brother, who could be a real pain at times. But to my great surprise, there were two girls on the beach lying not far from us. Both of them were older than me. I recognised the one with dark hair. She lived up the hill behind our summer house. I'd never seen her blonde friend before. Well, I hadn't seen either of them in a bikini before. Like an idiot, I'd forgotten my sunglasses at home, so it was a bit of a pain trying to sneak a look at these two girls who'd recently become women. With a furtive gaze, I snuck a look at as much as I could see of their tits and thighs. I don't think they noticed me. They must have been about 20 years old. I was quite probably of no interest to them. I lay there wondering what kind of girls go topless and which don't, when they got up and got ready to go home. Out of the corner of my eye, I watched them getting changed. Maybe they fumble with their towels and flash a bit of flesh. Imagine if the towel slipped while they were changing. Unfortunately, they were too experienced for that. The dark-haired one didn't even use a towel. She just pulled on a grey miniskirt and a matching singlet and then removed her bikini underneath. Slightly despondent, I sighed. The fun was over. I began to wonder if it was time to go home. Suddenly, I felt a bulge growing in my swimming trunks. The darker girl stood with her back to me, bending over her bag while she packed up her things. She was standing with her legs straight and her upper body bent right over. Just how you should never stand when picking something up. Her miniskirt was so short that I easily caught a glimpse of her white panties. It occurred to me, of course, she wasn't wearing panties. What I was looking at was her hairy pussy. My dick started to throb, trapped in my cold, tight swimming trunks. It needed more space. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.